Like I say, we appreciate, again, the opportunity to be here. Appreciate all of you that's here today. Ask you to pray for us just a little bit. If you want to read with us this morning, we're going to read some out of the book of St. Mark, the 9th chapter. Mark, the 9th chapter. Ninth chapter of the book of Mark. I'm going to start with the first verse. And he said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that there be some of them that stand here which shall not taste of death till they have seen the kingdom of God come with power. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh with him Peter and James and John and leadeth them up into an high mountain apart by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. And his raiment became shining, exceeding white as snow, so as no fuller on earth can white them. And there appeared unto them Elias with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here. And let us make 3 tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. For he wist not what to say, for they were sore afraid. And there was a cloud that overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him. And suddenly, when they had looked around about, they saw no man any more save Jesus only with themselves. And as they came down from the mountain, he charged them that they should tell no man what things they had seen till the Son of Man were risen from the dead. And they kept that saying with themselves, questioning one with another what the rising from the dead should mean. They asked him, saying, Why say the scribes that Elias must first come? He answered and told them, Elias verily cometh first and restoreth all things, and how it is written of the Son of Man that he must suffer many things and be set at naught. But I say unto you that Elias is indeed come, and they have done unto him whatsoever they listed, as it is written of him. When he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed. And running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribes, What question ye with them? And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answereth him and saith, O faithless generations, how long shall I be with you? And how long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him. When he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. And oftentimes it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him, and he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could not we cast him out? And he said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. And they departed thence and passed through Galilee, and he would not that any man should know it. For he taught his disciples and said unto them, the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of men, and they shall kill him, and after that he is killed, he shall rise the third day. But they understood not that saying, and were afraid to ask him. I believe that's all we'll read this morning. Familiar scripture, I know. Familiar to most everyone. You've heard this scripture read. You've heard it preached on. No doubt many a time. But we've got just a thought we'd like to leave with you. The Lord being our helper. There's the scripture says here, and that of the beginning of this chapter, that it was 6 days, said after 6 days, Jesus taketh with him Peter, James, and John and leadeth them to a high mountain. And y'all know the scripture and you know the story about what was going on. But the Bible says that Peter, them being afraid, Peter didn't know what to say when Elias and Moses showed up. And he said, Master, said it's good to be here. Master, it's good to be here. Said, let us build 3 tabernacles. One for Moses, one for Elias, and one for you. You know, I thought a lot of times, and that of what people, a lot of folks are saying, and what a lot of folks believe today about that of building a tabernacle. I honestly believe that if they was going to build another earthly tabernacle that the Lord would let them build this. But you know, that wasn't the purpose, my friend. It was the purpose of what they heard after that. And the Bible says that a cloud began to come down and they heard a voice and said, "This is my son. Hear him. Hear him." Brethren, the day of the law and the prophets was over. He is letting them know. But they didn't understand these things. That's not what we're going to preach on. But I want you to think, as they began to move forward, the Bible says that a man had brought one to him to the disciples there, and they couldn't help him. And he asked them, my friend, just ask the Lord. He said, "Lord, just have compassion upon us and help us. Lord, just have compassion upon us and help us." And he said, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible unto them that believe." Now, there's a lot of things, brethren, that's not done today, even by the Lord, because of belief. Because of belief. Or, rather, unbelief. Lord don't work in unbelief, but he works in believing. "I believe," that's what this man said, weeping. "Lord, I believe, but help thou my unbelief." Brethren, believing is more than just saying that you believe. It most certainly is. There's more involved, brethren, than just saying, "I believe." If you really had a need, my friend, and you really needed God's help, then you must believe before it'll work. These people today, my friend, that think, said, "Well, preacher, I'm going on what I was told years ago that I saved. I'm just going to mind the Lord." There's folks, my friend, that's operating in unbelief. Brethren, they don't believe today. "Why, preacher, I believe what they told me." Brethren, what they told you ain't getting the job done today. There's something that goes with believing. Yes, they are. There's more involvement than just believing. Yes, they are. Brethren, even in the Word itself, believe, my friend, means a commitment. Brethren, there's some trust today. It most certainly does. Commitment. You know what's wrong with most of the world today? Is that they don't want no commitment. They don't want it. No, sir, they don't want it. "Why, preacher, I wished it was like it was years ago." My friend, how much do you believe it today? I've thought a lot of times, and it wouldn't, don't get me wrong. Brethren, you read the scriptures and know, brethren, that they was evil in those days. They was men and women alike. Brethren, that was ungodly people. Yes, they were. Brethren, but we're different today. If you're a child of God, you've got to believe this morning. And that belief comes with a commitment. Yes, it does. Committed. Committed. I'm committed, my friend. Think about it. Brethren, let the Holy Ghost of God Roll your life this morning. Preacher, I'm afraid to. Most folks are. Most folks really are. Brethren, if thou canst believe, then all things are possible to them that believe. How many of you believe that? Huh? Think about it. Brethren, but it takes being committed to God. Brethren, that'll never happen in your life. These people this morning, brethren, that's operating in more unbelief than they are belief. More unbelief. Oh, that ain't gonna happen. Oh, you know what the ruler said over there, the king said over there, when the days of Elisha, when he had prophesied, I mentioned this the other day. He had prophesied, he said, now tomorrow, wheat and barley is going to be sold. Yes, sir. In the streets of the city. Brethren, the king said, why, if the windows of heaven open, this might be. You know what Elisha said? He said, you'll see it, but you'll not eat of it. You know, they a lot of folks, I'm just going to be plain with you. You ain't eating. Huh? You ain't eating. You say, preacher, we got folks out today. Why'd you pick today to preach to us? My friend, I didn't pick it. I'm going to be honest with you. If you believe God, there's going to be a commitment this morning. Yes, they are. You'll commit your life unto Him. Yes. You'll trust Him. You'll trust. You'll commit yourselves unto Him. You'll trust unto Him. Yes, you will. With all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Yes, you will. Thank God. It'll cost you, brethren, your life today. These folks, my friend, that they love God with their lips, but their heart's far from Him. Yes, sir. Far from Him. Glory. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory to God. Brethren, we need to believe. Brethren, like Abraham believed. The Bible said that Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Yes, sir. He believed God. You know, Abraham and Lot moved out over there. Do you know that Abraham didn't move until he built him an altar? He didn't know which way to go. He didn't know where he was headed. Brethren, the Lord told him, he said, everywhere, everywhere you put your foot down, he said, I'm going to give it to you, my friend. He believed him. He believed him. Thank God he trusted him. Brethren, you want to know why your religious life, my friend, is going backwards? Think about it. Brethren, you've left your first love. Glory to God. And you don't believe God can work anymore. I'm going to be honest with you. If we truly believed God, things would be different. They would be different. You say, preacher, you think you're better than we are? God forbid. God forbid. I've never in my life, my friend, put myself above anybody. Brethren, I'm just a man, just like anybody else. And I'm going to tell you something. Brethren, it takes something to put your trust in God. Commit your way. Commit thy way unto Him. Yes, and be at peace. That's where your peace comes from. Bruce, yes! Amen. Glory to God! Just believe Him this morning. He came. You know, it's amazing, my friend, to what He made mention to the disciples there. He said, they gonna kill Him. Said, they gonna kill Me. He said, and the third day I'm gonna rise again from the dead. Yeah. And the book says, I read it to you, and they understood not what He meant by rising from the dead. Glory to God, folks! Whew. There's something God wants to give every one of us, and we just don't believe this morning. God wants to give us good things. God wants to give us lasting things. God wants to give us enduring things. Yes, sir. God wants to feed us, and we're starving to death. You know what? You know why a meal tastes real good? You know why one tastes real good? Because you're hungry. Because you're hungry. Yeah, is that not right? You go to the table and not hungry. Huh? You could about care less what it is. Yeah. Yes, sir. And the wife says, is that good? And you say, yeah, it's good. Huh? Yeah, it's good. Huh? Having to make yourself eat it. Listen to me. Brother, God's got a table that me and you both can eat off of right here in this world. Amen. Yes, He does. Yes, He does. It ain't that we can eat off of it, brethren. He wants us to eat off of it. And we can't pull up to the table. You hear me? And we can't pull up to the table. We filled ourselves full of junk all week. Preacher, you just getting... Listen, you're not going to get much from God, brethren, with your heart full of world. Amen. You ain't going to get much. You ain't going to eat much. No, sir. And the truth of it is, you leave the house of God and could care less. Preacher, who in the world are you preaching to? Well, I'm here. Hear my Lord. Thank God. Hear my brethren, if it's just that I have to eat the message, I'll eat it. Think about it. These folks, my friend, I would to God, brethren, get hungry. You hear me? Hungry. Hungry for the Lord. Hungry, my friend, to just be at the house of God. Preacher, ain't no such thing. Yeah, I know where you've lived. Huh? Yeah? Know where you've been? Think about it. These things, brethren, that me and you ought to believe about the Word of God that it means something to us. Because it does. Because it does. I would to God every time I come in the house of God, I could shout the mountain down. It don't happen, folks. It don't happen. Every time you go to the meeting house, my friend, don't mean, my friend, that heaven's going to fall down and just flood your soul. No, sir. There's a reason for that. There is. There's a reason for that. Brethren, you won't know how to live for God. You gonna have to believe Him today. Preacher, you talk like we don't believe. He said, if thou believest, all things are possible unto him that believe. I don't know about you. I'm fairly simple when it comes, my friend, to a lot of things. I believe what the Scripture says. Don't you? I believe what it said about Jesus. Don't you? Thank God He arose the third day. Thank God for mine and your sins. Brother, to be forgiven, my friend. He couldn't forgive them otherwise. No, He couldn't. Brethren, it took His death, burial, and resurrection to overcome our sin. Yes, sir. We're justified by His resurrection. That's how we become justified in the sight of God. I would to God, my friend, that something, can I say this? Something. Brethren, get a hold of you and thank God don't let you go. You might think I'm crazy. But you know what? It ain't altogether what I got a hold of. It's what got a hold of me. Yes, sir. I don't know any other way to explain it. Brethren, it's what got a hold of me. Yes, sir. It's what brought me up. Thank God out of the horrible pit. You know what my fear of dying left me? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Preacher, you ain't afraid of dying? Can I answer that? Can I answer that? I'm going to tell you, I don't think a whole lot about dying. Can I say that? My friend, why don't you, preacher? You getting a little age on you. I'll tell you what, there's a lot younger than me died. Yeah. Dead. Gone. Yeah. Yes, sir. And there's a lot of them a lot older. One day he'll call my number. And there won't be nothing you or anybody else can do. Do you know that? I believe that. I believe that, Leroy. Don't you? I sure do. Frank Owens left here that night. I can't help it. I'll tell you, just a real, my friend, of something that I've ever seen in my life, my friend. Somewhere during the period this, trying to keep Frank going, I turned around, told Leroy, and I said, They ain't doing no good. Glory to God, you think about it. They couldn't bring him back, could they, Leroy? He knows it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Why, preacher? I'm going to tell you why. He left here, folks. Seen or unseen, he left here. Yeah. Yes, sir, I did too. I saw some things. Huh? Preacher, you're crazy. You're getting in that crazy stuff now. Thou believest. I believe with all my heart, my friend. That night was the night that Josie died. She existed. Did she not? Wouldn't a family member she had, not one of her children, brethren, could do anything for her. Huh? Do all you could, Leroy. Thank God she is a yearning to leave here. Huh? Her best had left. Thank God she wanted to go with him. Preacher, you've lost your mind. I'm telling you the truth. I know. I don't know about you. Brethren, what do you believe? You know, it's not hard to get people to believe things today. Do you know that? It's amazing to me. I'm just going to be honest with you. It's amazing to me. I find you can't go 100 yards down the road without there being another building. Huh? With some kind of sign on it.
Yep.
Huh?
Yep.
The Catalyst Church.
Yep.
Huh? You say, preacher, you ought not get on all that. Man, I got news for you. They putting them on every corner. Huh? They calling it this and calling it that. I run across one the other day. Ain't never run across. The Church of God of the Abrahamic belief. I thought to myself, what other kind are they? Glory to God! Just think about it, my friend. People, did you know that the Lord ain't got a problem out of the church? Do you know that? He don't have a problem with the church. No, sir. But he has the problem with the people. Huh? And a lot of them make up the church. They call themselves the church. Yes, they do. Do you believe this morning? Do you believe like Abraham believed? Huh? Abraham, my friend, rescued his nephew Lot several times. Yes, sir. Lot would have done been gone. Huh? Had it not been for Abraham. And brethren, when he sent them, they was three of them. They was three of them. Three men. That's what the scripture says. They came and they was going down to Sodom and Gomorrah. And brethren, they didn't make that trip without going by Abraham. Do you know that? The church, my friend, means something to this world. Yes, it is. I'm talking about the church. I've seen one. I can't help it. I've seen them from here and yon. You have too. Brother talked to a man, it ain't been too long ago, and he is a member of a church down there, and you know what they done? I don't know what kind of service they had, but every meeting they had after service, they swapped bottles of wine. Huh? Yeah. That's what, and you know what? You know what most of them come for?
Yeah.
Huh? Swap their wine.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, that ain't nothing wrong with wine. I agree with that, except it get in excess. Huh? It gets in excess, there's something wrong with it.
Yeah.
Book tell you this. Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging, my friend. And let that man, my friend, that man are deceived thereby. Deceived. It's deception. Yes, it is. Preacher, don't get on all that stuff. I like my little wine. I like my little drink. I'll tell you something. Again. In excess. Yes, sir. Think about it. Just think. The scripture teaches you. You know that. The scripture teaches you. Brethren, the scriptures brethren are true today. You know what the book says? It says, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life. And he said, these are they which testify of me. Brethren, the scriptures testify of Jesus, my friend. Yes, they do. Believest? 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 Do you believe? I'm talking about belief. I'm talking about believing God. I'm talking about having a commitment to God, trusting in God. I'm going to tell you, I heard a man say one time, he said, I don't know altogether what I prayed when I got saved. He said, but I do remember saying this, Lord, don't let me go to hell. Huh? Lord, don't let me go to hell. Thank God, God wasn't going to let him. No way. He got to believe this morning. And brethren, that belief comes with a commitment. Commitment. Yes, sir, and trust. There's people today that believe here, but they have no belief here. Now, the Lord one day is going to let me preach on the mind. One day. Brethren, because there's a lot that goes on up here. The mind. And can I tell you something? When you really think about the mind, my friend, then altogether it ain't just what's up here. That mind affects this. Does it not? It'll affect your heart. Do you know that? Yes, sir. It'll affect your heart. There's things, my friend, about you that God is interested in. Do you know what it is? It's you today. He's interested in what you believe. Did you know that I have no power over him? Have none. Been married to her over there. Fixing to be. Just a few days. 48. 40 what? 9. I'm backing up. 49. Well, that's right. 49. 49 years. Can I tell you something? I can't tell her what to do. Oh, preacher, I wouldn't say that. Brethren, I don't know altogether exactly what's in her heart. I think I do. I've been around a day or two. Lord knows something. Huh? Something. But did you know the only one that I can tell you that I know for a fact has been born again is myself? Yes, sir. Now, there's fruits and there's connections. I believe that. But far as knowing for a fact, can I tell you something else we had in our Sunday school? It doesn't matter, my friend, because I'm not going to give an account for him. I'm not going to give an account for you. I'm not going to give an account for you. You're not going to give an account for me. No, sir. No way. Form or fashion. Brethren, but you will give an account of yourself unto God. Believe. If thou canst believe. If thou canst believe. Can you believe? Have you believed? Do you know without a doubt? Brethren, do you know without a doubt that if he called your number, all is well? All is well. Is it well with your soul? Is it well with your soul? Your soul. Individually. I'm glad that God visits us a lot of times individually. You know that? Individually. But sometimes He'll visit us as a congregation. Do you know that? Yes, sir. And sometimes, my friend, He'll do just exactly like He done Paul on the ship. You might be in a strange place in a strange land, and the Lord just moved right up next to you and said, I'm here. Huh? Fear not. Huh? Fear not. I'm here. Huh? Yes. And it might be, my friend, that He gives you a few good words to tell your brethren and your sister that you're round about. I don't know about you. I can't live for you. You can't live for me. When it's all said and done, folks, it's what we've done between us and the Lord. What we believe between us and the Lord. And belief. Listen, you'll never get away from this. If you truly believe, my friend, there is a commitment on your part. Yes, they are. There's a commitment on your part. Not only that, my friend, there's some trust on your part. Yeah, trust. Trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus except to trust and obey. Come get a verse of a song. I don't know your heart this morning. I really don't. I don't know what you stand in need of. You go through the scriptures. Did you know why that woman that had the issue of blood, do you know why that she got healed? She believed. Did she not? You know what she believed? She believed if she could just touch the hem of His garment, she'd be made whole. Amen. And you know what? She was. Was she not? But you'll never touch Him. You'll never touch Him, brethren. I'm talking about touch Him without Him knowing it. Amen. Do you hear me? Without Him knowing it. The blind man over there, sitting by the wayside, I think one of the scriptures called him blind Bartimaeus. He cried out because he heard Jesus was coming by. Yeah, just passing by. He cried out, and them that was around him said, be quiet. Just be quiet. Huh? Ain't that the way it is sometimes? Just hush. Be quiet. Can I ask you something? If your son or your daughter was possessed as this young man was possessed, wouldn't you want help? Huh? Do you think he could believe that Jesus could help him or her? Can I tell you something? I've heard mamas and daddies say they're just too far gone. I don't think so. I don't think so. I might be wrong, but I believe I'm right. I believe God's able to change people. Amen. Yes, sir. I can't help what kind of shape they get in. I believe He's able to help them. He'd been a man, I don't know altogether. I didn't ask him a whole lot, but he kept talking about his son. Kept talking about his son. I just kept listening, and I thought, am I hearing you right? Am I hearing you right? He's in rehab. And in rehab just means that they don't take as much as they used to. They still take it. Well, preacher, you just can't stop cold turkey. Why can't you? Can I ask you a question? How many days did it take Legion to straighten up? Huh? Preacher, that's something different. Is it? Is it? I worked with a man, my friend, that was on some of that junk. Drank every day, too. Every day. Every day. Every day it come. You know, when the Lord saved him, you know where his rehab was? From that night to the next morning. When he got saved, it was over. He said, Randy, he said, they tell me I need to go to rehab. Why don't you let God rehab you? Huh? He's a better physician than they are. Huh? Is he not? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We got parents telling their young folks, my friend, about all this new stuff. We have. We got a world full of junk. And they want to teach them that junk. Yeah, they do. I feel sorry for some of the teachers. Some of the things they have to put up with. But God's still able. Folks, I'm going to tell y'all the left hand ain't stronger than the right. You hear me? You hear me? You say, preacher, they got more than we got. Let's read about Gideon. Who had more than who? Gideon didn't have many. Huh? Well, preacher, it don't work like that. You know it don't work like that. Go on and listen to that devil. You'll wind up on the left and not the right. You hear me? And I ain't trying to be political in no means whatsoever, but every time I hear something about the left, I just think, well, the left ain't greater than the right. Huh? And it comes to the Lord, my friend, his right hand. Read it. Where's the sun setting? Huh? On his right! Brethren, right is right! Thank God, and wrong is still wrong. Is it not?
Amen.
I'm afraid it is. I'm afraid that Abraham's God is the same God that we're serving today. I believe that. I don't believe he had a different one. Do you? No, sir. I believe if we'll believe God, then, brethren, there's some things going to move. Move. Preacher, I'm just one. Let's be one. I don't know how many's here today. I ain't counted you and I ain't going to count you, far as that goes. But did you know we can be one? One. One. Brethren, and there's no greater number than one sometimes. No greater number than one. Preacher, I don't know about you. Did you know that God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit are one?
Amen.
Are they not? One. Glory. You got all of heaven. Thank God that's for you this morning. Just believe it. Just believe it. I'll promise you, and I know a good portion of you, but I promise you, if we could talk to your mother and your dad, they'd tell you who God is. They showed you who they believed in. And brethren, they ain't nothing wrong with you believing in him. He's still God. Don't care what the world says. He's still God. And there ain't no God beside him. Huh? No. He's still got, God ain't dead. He's very much alive while we stand. Sing a verse, some song.